USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Not so fast. That's what a group of Republican senators are saying regarding a mammoth coronavirus spending package. The senators are pushing for changes to a drafting error related to the bill's bolstered unemployment benefits. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott discusses how this drafting error will affect employers.
These employers are going to need these workers to rebuild this economy. So we cannot be paying people more money on unemployment than what they would get paid in their job.
Minnesota is the latest state to go into lockdown to try to limit the spread of COVID-19. This makes the 19th state where the governor has issued a stay-at-home order. About 185 million Americans are stuck inside their homes. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 495 points to finish at 21,200. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest. But I used to get tired at early afternoon and now I don't get tired till evening. And I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. And I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working. So we'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Turkey is taking action against the Saudis over a journalist's murder. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Turkey is now charging 20 Saudi nationals for their alleged involvement in the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The New York Times saying an indictment was unveiled late yesterday for the 2018 murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The indictment accusing the former deputy head of Saudi Arabia's General Intelligence Agency and a former royal court advisor of having, in its words, instigated premeditated murder with monstrous intent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Chinese government knew the coronavirus would become a global issue and repeatedly denied in telling other nations. Pompeo added it's crazy talk for senior Chinese leaders to say that the United States brought the virus to China. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Spanish military is making gruesome discoveries as it makes wellness checks. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Soldiers in Spain have found multiple elderly people abandoned, both alive and dead, in some nursing homes during the coronavirus pandemic. Defense Minister Margarita Robles said the military had been utilized to help disinfect some of the nursing homes during the outbreak. There are 40,000 cases of COVID-19 in Spain, with up to 3,000 deaths, the third highest death toll in the world. Health officials said normally the bodies of people who die in nursing homes are put into cold storage at the home, but for those who die of COVID-19, those bodies are left in their beds until they can be collected. In Madrid, they're using an ice skating rink at a shopping center as a temporary mortuary.
Lawmakers are reacting to President Trump saying there's a possible return to the economy beginning on Easter after the stimulus bill is passed. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is urging people to follow what experts are saying before starting things back up.
Well, I think hopefully we're going to do it before Easter, but it's got to be conditions-based. I want to get out of Afghanistan, but if the generals tell me we'll get attacked if we get out too soon, I won't get out.
Graham speaking there on Fox News. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.